සමන්ත චක්කවාලේසු අත්‍රා ගච්ඡන්තු දේවතා සද්ධම්මං මුනි රාජස්ස සුනන්තු සග්ග මොක්ඛදං ධම්මස්සවන කාලෝ අයම් භදන්තා ධම්මස්සවන කාලෝ අයං භදන්තා ධම්මස්සවන කාලෝ අයං භදන්තා නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස නමෝ තස්ස භගවතු අරහතු සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්ස අප්පිච්ඡසායං ධම්මෝ නායං ධම්මෝ දුප්පඤ්ඤස්ස සන්තුත්ථසායං ධම්මෝ නායං ධම්මෝ අසන්තුත්ථස්ස තස්ස පවිවිත්තස්සායං ධම්මෝ නායං ධම්මෝ දුප්පඤ්ඤස්ස සමාහිතස්සායං ධම්මෝ නායං ධම්මෝ අසමාහිතස්ස පඤ්ඤාවන්තස්සායං ධම්මෝ නායං ධම්මෝ දුප්පඤ්ඤස්ස පඤ්ඤස්ස ආරද්ධ විරියස්සායං ධම්මෝ නායං ධම්මෝ කුසීතස්ස උපට්ඨිත සතිස්සායං ධම්මෝ නායං ධම්මෝ මුට්ඨසතිස්ස නිප්පපංචාරාමස්සායං ධම්මෝ පපංච රතිනෝ නායං ධම්මෝ පපංචාරාමස්ස පපංච රතිනෝති Good evening everybody. I am very happy to come to this beautiful temple and see so many of you interested in listening to Dhamma assembled here. Tonight I am supposed to talk on the joy and happiness gained from the practice of Dhamma. I thought of giving them this Dhamma talk for short time and probably spend few more minutes answering questions if you have any. The Pali passages I recited at the beginning, first was invitation to all the devas to come and listen to Dhamma. Friends, it is very important for us to invite devas to come and listen to Dhamma. In this modern technological society, we are so mechanical and we have ignored devas and chased them out from our temples, from our homes, from our countries. They are living in outer galaxies. So it is time for us to invite them to come back. We have been living in a society where Dhamma practice has become very difficult. So we need these deities to come, listen to Dhamma, help us, help others to practice Dhamma, to gain joy and happiness from learning, practicing Dhamma. So we thought of inviting all the deities to come and listen to Dhamma. And then I said, this is the time to listen to Dhamma. Dhamma savana kalo ayang bhadanta. Bhadanta means, dear friends, this is the time to listen to Dhamma. The world, as we all know, is full of enormous amount of problems because people are deviated, separated from the Dhamma. They have neglected Dhamma and therefore they get so closely involved, deeply involved in material things, and therefore people are not very happy. If you practice Dhamma, live in accordance with the Dhamma, you will be definitely happy. I say this not for the sake of saying, not as a rhetoric, but this is true, that we practice Dhamma, we will live peacefully and happily. I will elaborate this statement later on in this short discourse. And then traditionally when we give a Dhamma talk, we pay respect to the Buddha, homage to the blissful one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. We recited three times and then we recited the topic in Pali. This is a very traditional way of giving Dhamma talks, particularly in Sri Lanka. I selected this passage to give this talk from Anguttara Nikaya, 7, 8 chapter. As you know, Anguttara Nikaya is the collection of discourses arranged in accordance with numbers. They are translated into English as numerical discourses. That means those discourses dealing with one is in chapter number one. The discourses dealing with two are in chapter number two. The discourses dealing with number three are in chapter 3. Like that, there are 11 chapters dealing with 11 things. So this particular discourse you find in the chapter dealing with 8 numbers. One day, Venerable Anuruddha was in a forest meditating, and when he was meditating, just like when you all and we all meditate, that is the time all kind of thoughts keep coming to our mind. Not only you and I, but even Venerable Anuruddha, who later attained full enlightenment with supernatural powers. Remember when the Buddha was going to pass away, he attained the jhanas 1, 2, 3, 4 and immaterial jhanas, and every time he attained jhanas, other monks who were not enlightened thought that the Buddha passed away. Each time Venerable Anuruddha said, not yet. When he attained the neither perception nor non-perception, other monks say, now he passed away. Venerable Anuruddha said, not yet. When he attained, they came from the neither perception nor non-perception to number one jhana, other monks said that he passed away. Venerable Anuruddha said, not yet. Until Buddha really passed away, Venerable Anuruddha was watching the Buddha's mind, and he was the only one in that crowd of enlightened monks who was able to trace every step of the Buddha's passing away until he passed away. When he really passed away, he said, now he passed away. But when he was meditating, he had many thoughts. And these are not very trivial thoughts, but noble thoughts. And therefore they are called thoughts of eight thoughts of a noble one. Eight thoughts of a noble one. So Venerable Anuruddha came up with seven. Number one of them is, this Dhamma is for one who wants little, not for one who wants too much. It's a very beautiful thought. Because when you want too much, your mind is in chaos. It goes here and there, looking for this and that. It is called in Pali, porno bhavika, becoming again and again, going from object to object, looking for objects to please your senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, body and mind. That is the nature of wanting too much. When you want too much, you want to please your eyes, please your nose, tongue, ear, body and mind. So mind is not settled down. So long as the mind is not settled down, you cannot understand the Dhamma. So mind must settle down. And moreover, when the mind is looking for various new places, new grounds, then you become agitated, excited, and cannot gain concentration. Second thought that occurred to him, this Dhamma is for one who is contented, not one who is discontented. Contentment is becoming happy, glad with what you have, rather than becoming greedy. When we are not satisfied with what we have, then we become covetous. Covetousness is becoming greedy for things that belong to somebody else. Seeing something somebody has, we think, ah, this is nice, I wish I have this. Somebody has an expensive car, you might think, gee, this is a beautiful car, expensive car, I wish I have that. Somebody has a beautiful house, something, then you might think, gee, I like to have this. That kind of wish, desire is called covetousness. When we are not contented, we always become covetous. Such a person cannot understand Dhamma because mind is not settled down.